I'm Jody Ballman, and this is Slice of Orange. We're going to go over the 10 statewide ballot measures. Props 2 through 6 placed on the ballot by the California legislature, bond measures that need voter approval, changes to the California Constitution, and then propositions 32 through 36 that are placed on the ballot by signature gathering of people who want to make these changes. So stay tuned for each of those propositions to be covered in an episode. We continue our talk of propositions on your ballot with Measure 3. So Measure 3 is a constitutional amendment to fix a past proposition. So back in 2008, the California voters had Prop 8 on the ballot to ban same-sex marriage, to define in the California Constitution that marriage is between a man and a woman only. That passed in 2008. That remains in our California Constitution, even though the United States Supreme Court in 2015 ruled that it's unconstitutional federal law to outlaw same-sex marriages anywhere in the United States, and that same-sex couples must be treated the same as opposite-sex couples. And so California now allows that. However, Proposition 8 is still in our California Constitution. So Prop 3 asks the voters to match the language in the California Constitution with who can currently marry. So there's no change if Prop 3 passes. It just updates the Constitution to reflect what is happening. So there's no fiscal impact, except I suppose for a few dollars to update the California Constitution, but that's on the computer, so it's pretty easy. No one's wandering around with copies of the California Constitution in their pocket. It's amended almost every election, so it is a minimal cost. So the supporters say that the Constitution should reflect the law of the land and that same-sex marriage should be reflected in the California Constitution. We shouldn't have discriminatory language in our ballot. Lots of people agree with this. The California Democratic Party, lots of legislators, lots of elected officials, ACLU, Equality California, Human Rights Campaign. Now, what the opponents say, possibly anticipating that if the United States Supreme Court overturned Obergefell versus Hodges, as Clarence Thomas nodded to in his concurring opinion in the Dobbs decision, that this might not be the only Supreme Court case that would be overturned with their current Supreme Court. If Prop 3 fails, then California could go back to Prop 8 if Obergefell was overturned on a federal level. So this is the folks who would like to see that are opposed to Prop 3 because they would like to be ready if that fails. So mostly conservative churches and Capital Connection and California Family Council, all sort of labels for groups that perhaps don't want to be associated with the campaign. But there's no money being spent against it, which is a huge difference from the millions and millions and millions of dollars that were spent to support Prop 8 and get that passed in the state of California. There's $1.6 million being spent to campaign for the passage of Prop 3. And there's no money against it. So we shall see what happens.